St Ursula embarks early in the morning, with the sun rising behind the ship in the centre. Claude has captured in the most extraordinary way the mistiness of an early morning sun. This, of course, is all done by technique, by clever layering of colours, light colours laid over dark colours, to obtain a misty effect. But he's also managed to suggest an extraordinary depth and recession. And he emphasises this by his use of colour. There are actually not many colours in this painting if you look at the figures. They're all dressed in some permutation of blue, bright, bright blue, ultramarine, of a pink, of a gold colour, and a green. But if you look at the figures as they work their way into the picture, you start in the foreground, the colours are dark, rich, and saturated. As you move back into the painting, he gradually adds a little bit more white, and the further away you go, the fainter the colour becomes, and yet it is still coloured. The flags in the distance are blue or red, but pale blue. And even if you look at the figures on the boat, there are two of St Ursula's Virgins on the prow of the boat in the distance on the right, just in front of the castle. If you look very closely, you will see they are still wearing pink and blue, but faint and desaturated to show how far away they are. The importance of colour and its distribution in this painting is emphasised by a very small change that Claude made. If you look at the ships on the right, you will see that the foremost group of flags are red and white stripes. The ones behind are blue. But in fact, originally, they too were red and white. And yet he must have felt that it was important to have those patches of blue set against the trees to balance the colour across the painting.